Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
All the caregivers around the world today, it's time to lift you up. It's time to celebrate. Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers with love, laughter, and lessons learned, because I got a bunch of that stuff.
You do.
On the show where you can find help and hope. And with me, as always, is my best friend, my co-host, and my sidekick, not psychic, Lynn Thornley.
Good afternoon.
How are you today?
Good. You don't even look a year older today.
No, I don't.
That was a nice birthday Thanksgiving celebration.
It was a very nice birthday celebration. At my daughter's, we had Thanksgiving, and we had my birthday, and this morning my grandson gave me this beautiful necklace.
Yes, and it is
like
beautiful.
It's so very nice. Because boys are different. They just hand you a bag, go, I love you, Grandma, and walk away.
You're like, it's in a bag.
Yeah, exactly.
But he has very good taste in jewelry.
Yes,
I was noticing yesterday what he was wearing. I'm glad to see that coming back. Because in New York, the guys always wore lots of jewelry. I like that.
Yeah, I do too. And this week I got to go to TLC Adult Daycare and do a little Thanksgiving reminisce program. So Tom, the owner, talked to all the residents' families and asked them to send in pictures. And they sent in a picture from a Christmas past, and he put them all up on a big screen, and we tried to guess. They weren't allowed to say if it was them. We got to guess who was who, and oh my goodness, it was so fun, and you saw people blushing and giggling and laughing, and there was this one man that just sat there, and he was just very quiet always. And when he saw his picture up there, he started laughing, and then he started like tapping his feet, and it was so, oh, we have a caller on the line?
Yes, Mark is on the line.
Okay, hello, Mark.
Well, Linda, we have followed you for so many years of your caregiving tips, but we just did this. Would you like to know why we have called? I bet you're going to guess the occasion. It only comes one month a year, and it is Groundhog Day.
Okay,
then I'll give you a boo. It's the day that it was the president's birthday. I'll bet that you already knew.
Guess.
Oh, that's a guess. Happy birthday to you.
Yay!
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. That's so very kind of you.
Hey, we love the caregiver tips and everything you do for the community, and we're sending you love, light, and lessons learned.
Thank you so much, my friend. Love you guys.
We love you. Have a great show. We're listening on our ear pods.
Okay, good. Have a delicious day.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
And who are they?
Mark O'Donnell from RGA Network, and I don't know who else was with him. There was another voice there.
Uncle Chuck and Aaron and probably Mary Frances.
So very nice. He's a great guy, Mark O'Donnell. You know, we've been friends for a long time, and a couple of years ago, it was right before Christmas, and I had a young lady that had been on hard times, and she needed a Christmas tree. And I put it on Facebook, and he was like, on it in a minute. We have a tree, we have lights, we have the whole deal. It was like just, and a couple other people too.
Yeah.
And I'm so grateful for the community of people that I'm surrounded by.
Yeah.
And I'm so grateful because we have Bobby on the boards today.
Hello,
yay!
Hello, happy day after Thanksgiving.
You know we always love it when you're here, Bobby.
And now you want to finish this story.
Oh, yeah, so I went to Mama Rose's. I put up a picture of me, too, when we were doing the reminisce. This is when I used to do some acting. And usually I get the same reaction. Were you on Three's Company?
And was your finger in the light? And was your finger in the light socket?
Oh, my goodness. That was in the day of perms, but it was all good. Oh, my goodness.
You know, it's so funny. You look at this. I still see you like that. Because you look in the mirror every day. You don't see it.
I don't look in the mirror too closely.
How does it sneak up on you the way it does?
And that's why I enjoy when we're having, like, the reminisce, you know, programs and activities throughout. You know, whether we're doing it our own personal private parties and we're trying to guess the baby picture or whatnot.
Yeah.
Or we're doing it in the senior living communities. And it's so much fun because, you know, you do. You look at it and say, oh my gosh, I mean, I can remember, you know, that moment, or oh my gosh, you know, that looks just like my mom. Or that looks just like my sister now. And it's like, I can't believe all of this family resemblance.
Well, some of it was like, they had pictures of it was like their first Christmas together married, the husband and wife. Oh my God, they're all 1950s pictures, you know, it's all fabulous. So who you just heard from is Christine Plesher, who's with us today from Agape Senior Solutions and Veteran Advocacy Proponent. Thank you for being here today.
Thank
and we
you
have so our buddy, Frank Pasco.
Good morning. Running a little late today.
That's okay.
Wait a minute. Do I need to get in costume?
Yes, you do.
I don't know if I can with my head. There we go.
Oh, yes.
So Frank is from Senior Home Transitions, but today he's here as the Silver Santa.
Yes, I am.
Because he is the Silver Santa guy, and also this year, he is the new president of Better Living for Seniors.
Oh, you're a busy man.
Not till January 1st. From now till then, who knows?
Who knows? Oh, please. Oh, please. So I'm so glad that you're both here today. So there's one thing I want to say while I have a minute before I forget this, and this is really important. And I read this on the air last week, and I feel it's important to repeat this again. You know, we're coming to the holidays, people are coming to visit, they haven't been there in 2 years or more, mom's had a decline, how are we going to act, what do? We don't want to feel uncomfortable. So this was just an example of a letter that a woman sent, an email letter. And she said, I'm writing to let you know how things are going with mom. We're both looking forward to your visit and thought it might be helpful if I explained our current situation before you arrive. You might notice that mom has changed since you last saw her. Her doctors say she's getting the correct care, and these changes are common in people living with advancing dementia. Some of the things you might notice are that she's lost weight and looks more frail. She uses a walker and is sensitive to larger crowds and to too much noise. She has some problems thinking clearly, so her behavior is a little unpredictable and may seem odd to you. Please understand and don't feel offended if she doesn't remember who you are or confuses you with someone else. She appreciates your being with us, and so do I. The warm feeling she'll have after spending time with you is what she'll remember. Please treat mom as you would any person. She is still herself inside, even though she can't always express it. She enjoys warm smiles and hugs and will love gentle touches on her hands and shoulders. This all might seem strange to you, but Alzheimer's is a strange disease that causes unpredictable changes. Caring for someone with Alzheimer's is a tough job, and I'm doing the very best I can. With your help and support, we can create a holiday memory that we can all treasure. I've attached a recent picture so you'll know how she looks now. How fabulous is that? Because what do we want to do during the holidays? We want to be together with our family. We want everybody to feel comfortable. And I think many times with a person with dementia, we stop talking to them. We stop communicating with them. And then they're sitting in the chair and wondering, why isn't mom talking? Because nobody talked to her for 2 weeks.
Yeah, we talk at versus to.
Yeah. Got to come a little bit closer here.
I'll learn.
Yeah, it's okay.
But it is definitely talking at versus talking to and involving the conversation.
Or with.
Yeah, and the person's not there. Just in being that person is still there, and they still have that ability to embrace the conversation and the memories.
Yeah. I mean, it's just so, I mean, this, you can make these holidays absolutely fabulous. Just make a memory box. Just print out some photos from Christmas past. Print out a photo of where your dad worked or what fraternal organization he was involved with.
And do they say no bright blinking lights?
Yeah, especially with somebody with Alzheimer's dementia. I remember when I was first doing this, this is like 15 years ago, and a woman came to a support group and she said, I just moved back home to take care of my dad. And I'm going to deck out the house with lights everywhere. It's going to be the best Christmas ever. And I'm like, I don't think that's such a good idea.
Well, you didn't give me that advice when my husband was alive. And I didn't.
I didn't know that. But that can be very distracting and very upsetting to someone. We want
and
to
too
keep
much
it
stuff around is
yeah,
what
just too
was
much
with
stuff. It's just like too much noise. Well, it's just like I always say, if you have like a lot of clutter in your house, it's visual noise. It's on you there. So, yeah, think about that. We want less is better. Creating in your home, when you have a large people over, a private room that mom can go in and just sit there and chill. And just breathe. Or maybe people could take a turn one at a time going in and having a conversation with her where it's not all noisy and everything else is going on. So just remember, As Rosalind Carter said years ago, you either are a caregiver, you have been a caregiver, you will be a caregiver, or somebody's going to be taking care of you. And remember, what goes around comes around. So just please be cognizant of what's going on today.
Yes.
So, Christine, we have a couple of things to talk to you about. First of all, introduce yourself and give our listeners a little background.
So I, Christine Plesher, I am born and raised here in Florida. I'm one of the very few.
Native.
I am native. So I'm never leaving this vacation spot. but I've worked the last 25 years in senior living, as well as been at an executive director, assisted living administrator role, and saw the need for more. That was the biggest thing. It's trying to divide that. You know, I can only do so much in corporate America and what I'm allowed to do or what I'm allowed to have conversations on. And having to restrain that internally and saying, I know I can do better. I know I can do more. I want to advocate. I want to be, you know, the squeaky wheel, I'll call it.
Squeaky wheels are good.
Yeah. And so, that's where the guardianship and care management kind of came about. Because there are so many families, and a lot of times I heard they don't have a power of attorney or a healthcare surrogate, so then they can't move into a community.
Right.
Well, how does that, they can't get resources that they need. My husband's a veteran, father, veteran, grandfather, great-grandfather. I live a veteran's life from the time of birth on, and I have always advocated within the veterans system. It's a very hard system to navigate, regardless of your age.
There are fabulous benefits if you can just tune into them.
Amazing benefits, and it is either, don't get frustrated on the phone when you're calling.
but if you are, find someone that can help you on the phone instead of you doing it.
Correct, and that's the biggest thing. And they will not talk to anyone other than the veteran or the person that's on the file for the veteran. So my biggest word of advice is always making sure that you work with your family member, regardless of age. It could be your veteran son coming or daughter coming out of the service, but making sure that you have someone as an authorized third party that can speak on your behalf. We don't know, and the last 2 years have shown us in the healthcare realm that we've been in is we have absolutely no idea of our healthcare and how it can be impacted. Yeah. I mean, we had an illness come through and people of all ages were impacted. And so if you do not have, essentially that person appointed as a third party rep for you, you have absolutely no ability for anyone to speak on your behalf.
And all the time. I don't care. So my granddaughter got married the day before COVID shut down. And she went to Germany. Her husband's in the military. And we made sure that we became healthcare surrogates. Because God forbid, she's in Germany, and she's in an accident or whatever it is, and she's in the hospital. We need to talk to them. And if we don't do that, we won't be able to talk to them.
Right. And I'm not an attorney, but my first, bit of advice is, and I've thank God that attorneys have shared with me, is ultimately, it's 18 years old in a second.
Yeah.
And no, your parents can no longer make decisions for you. It does not matter whether they're paying your health insurance,
right.
your
whether you
college
deduction, right.
nothing matters. And so that there's no one to act on your behalf. And then, you do go through the guardianship aspect. I had, firsthand experience through COVID where, Brandon Regional Hospital, they had, people that were there for 120 days. with no decision makers. And so then they're calling saying, hey, we need a guardian.
Yeah.
And so it is just, making sure you have that advocate by your side, whether it's your family advocate or a professional advocate to really assist, with making some of those decisions and making sure it's the ones that you want to make.
All right. So what are the benefits that people work with you and how can you help them?
I do a lot with not only the service-connected disability. Service-connected disability is anything that's on your military record, regardless of how insignificant you think that it is. Your service-connected disability, you could be 85 years old and never have actually applied for the benefit, but still be entitled to it.
Oh, wow.
So if you did not...
Especially those old-time veterans. I don't deserve anything. I just went and did my job.
Yeah, and that's the biggest thing is, and a lot of our Vietnam veterans, that's how they felt, because they weren't welcomed back as gracefully as we do now with our veterans. But the biggest thing is if they didn't have wartime service, then they don't have the aid and attendance benefit eligibility. But that doesn't mean they can't get benefits. That means that they have the ability for service-connected disability. So we do the full-fledged review of the medical records and say, hey, you know, we may be able to connect something in service to where you still have some the ability benefit, to yeah. have some benefits.
And it's so important to work with someone that can help you fill out those forms.
Yeah.
Because if you have one dot wrong or one T not crossed, done, you know, they reject you, they reject you. And I think it's difficult enough for a caregiver to be taking care of somebody without thinking about, I got to fill out a bunch of forms too.
It is a novel, and what you have to track down is even more of a novel. The biggest thing is that, you know, we do have VSOs, the Veteran Service Officers. We've got, you know, within the community, we have Veteran Service, you know, accredited associates. But not each service officer is going to be right.
Or is versed
because of the ever-changing laws that the VA does go through. They're also not necessarily, they're not filling the paperwork out for you. They're looking at boxes and looking at signatures. The organization I work for with Veterans Advocacy Proponents, we're doing all of the background paperwork for you. You're doing the signature. We are fighting with the Congress, with, you know, the representatives, and we're ensuring that, you know, we're constantly going at bat to make sure you're
I'm elderly, I'm disabled, I'm whatever. I don't have time for that. I need somebody to do that for me. Mm-hmm. It's so important. I think it's such a big thing off the entire family's head, because not just for the person who's being cared for, but many times they have family members that don't even live around town and they're struggling and they're trying to help them and they don't even know what to do.
Yeah. And we can do it throughout the entire 50 states. So that is the biggest thing.
Oh, wow.
It's not just the state of Florida. We are a 501c3 Florida not-for-profit, but we do have the ability to do all of the pre-planning veterans benefits throughout the entire state of Florida, throughout the entire United States.
That's a biggie.
Yeah, that is a biggie. All right, so what happens if I don't have any family members to help me out or to become my surrogate? What do I do to still have my wishes upheld?
So there's a couple of options. You know, you have the options of whether you have a family friend that you would like to appoint. As a care manager, not all care managers offer it, but I can act as a power of attorney and healthcare surrogate. When I'm doing that, I am going through every question. And what some of the questions I often hear is, why are you asking me my favorite colors, my favorite food? My favorite indulgence is
ice cream,
the question
or whatever,
I love.
Right.
Yes. And I always say, if something were to happen to you and you don't like the color blue, and you start suffering dementia system, you know, symptoms,
right,
or delirium,
and I give
or anything
you a blue
else,
blanket,
and then it triggers a behavior, it triggers a bad emotion, and so it may be something that seems insignificant,
mm-hmm,
but it's such a huge importance of knowing what your likes and dislikes are. What's your favorite indulgence? If I know that you love dark chocolate, I'm going to make sure on your birthday that you have the dark chocolate.
Right.
I'm going to make sure that if you're in a bad mood,
we have dark chocolate.
Do you have dark chocolate?
Hey, you have wine?
you can have wine
if
you want.
Is their indulgence, then you know what? I'm going to...
I have a lot of indulgences. I'm going to make a list for you, Linda.
But why shouldn't you have that? In your senior time, why shouldn't you have what you like? What
well,
you
you'll
deserve,
make sure
what
I
you...
do.
Oh, I'll make sure.
My sister will fight you tooth and nail to not let me have it. But
I look at the aspect of you could be 80 or 90, 100 years old, and if you like cheeseburgers, but unfortunately you have high blood pressure, is the cheeseburger really going to be the problem?
Right.
Exactly. No. If you live that long...
Yeah,
why
what do
not?
You? I always think, I feel bad. It seems like some seniors are like living in a place and they're like being punished. Like, here I am, I'm a senior. I don't have any voice on what I want. I don't have any choices of what. You know, I love Brian LeBlanc.
Mm-hmm.
And Brian LeBlanc has Alzheimer's and knows that one day he's going to be in a community. So he's made a videotape for those people to say, I want coffee as soon as I wake up. I don't like breakfast till like 10 o'clock. I need to go outside every day. I would love to have a dog if possible. I love Elvis Presley, but these songs I hate. Well, he's setting himself up for success and the people who are going to be caring for him. Because how much easier if you know a little bit about this person and what they like.
And that's exactly what I do. And a lot of my clients do tend to be veterans. Because there are a lot more emotional issues.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a lot of segregation of families for veterans. So it is one of those where find out what they like now. Find out the life story.
Yeah.
I give an example. When I was a director at a senior living community, we had a gentleman that hated jeans, but no one ever knew why. And no one ever really truly knew. So his daughter kept buying him jeans. He would have extreme violent behaviors. But if you put a pair of khaki pants on him, it was a completely different lifestyle. So we had no idea until finding out. And it was just because as a child, he was put in jeans and it was a bad thing for him. He had bad life experiences younger. So it's like knowing those things, regardless of, you know, what your age is, but knowing the life story, having those conversations. And it's not to say, and right now with the holidays is the best time because this is when we're spending time with our families.
Yep.
But it's saying, you know, I don't want to, you don't have the death conversations. I mean, these aren't conversations you technically, you know, necessarily need to have. You should have at some point. But knowing what the favorite music is, what's your guilty pleasure.
Hearing the stories.
What's your favorite restaurant? I mean, who wouldn't want to bring mom, who's 85 years old, suffering from dementia, to a breakfast restaurant that has bebop music in the background, and she gets corned beef hash, you know, if that's what she wants.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's the little things. Mm-hmm. So where can our listeners find you?
You can find me either by my cell phone, which is 727-742-8232. The office line is 727-977-VETS, which is 727-977-8387. And you can also find me by email at christine@wartimevets.org.
Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much.
All that information will be in the show. But right now it's time to hear from our wonderful partners because you know the deal. If you don't hear from them, you don't hear from me. So don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care serving Pinellas and Pasco counties can help.
The day came that taking care of my mother was no longer the best thing for me or for her. Between kids and a job, I couldn't give her the attention she needed and deserved, and I was overwhelmed. So I reached out to Assisting Hands Home Care. Now I can see what an important decision that was, and I feel confident that my mother has compassionate and dependable caregivers who help her to stay happy, healthy, and home. Today, I'm able to visit with my mother and enjoy our time together, which is exactly what we both needed.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211 or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call.
Arden Courts is not just a place to live. It's a place to call home. Residential living combined with quality caregiving. This is the philosophy behind Arden Courts. Communities created exclusively for individuals with Alzheimer's disease and related dementia who would benefit from a safe and structured environment. For additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides, call 888-478-2410 to locate a community nearest you. Inquire about our educational seminars, resource library, or support groups, or simply feel free to ask questions you may have about Alzheimer's and related dementias. At Arden Courts, we know, we understand, and we can help because memory care is all we do. Remember, call 888-478-2410 for additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, What a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute. Take a deep breath. Sit down. Close your eyes if possible and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
Yeah, think about it, caregivers. Just let someone help you when they want to help you. Just say thank you very much, because I'll tell you, if you don't, sometimes you're hurting their feelings. You don't realize you're hurting their feelings. Maybe they just want to spend some time with your loved one or just give you a break, and that feels better for them. So please consider that. It's really, really important. So today I have my friend Frank Pasco with me today.
I'm back.
I'm so glad that you're here. Now, first of all, Frank is the owner of Senior Home Transitions, and Frank helps people find the best community for them to live in.
Yep.
And I so appreciate what he does. You know, a couple of years ago, A Place for Mom, you know about them. They called me and they said they wanted to like drop a lot of money on my radio show. And I was like, don't think so. Because I remember when we were looking for a place for my mom, we had registered with them, whatever, and we got so much information in the mail we couldn't even read it. And people calling us on the phone, that was like so overwhelming. And information about places that had nothing to do with the kind of place that my mom wanted. So I love what you do, because Frank comes in and meets you and takes you by the hand and finds out what kind of place do you like. Do you like a largest place? Do you like a smaller place? Do you want it to be near the water? Because some people want the big place that's like a hotel, and then some want one of the little places that's like a home. Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget one story that you were helping a gentleman move into a community, and he was a little bit short of the amount of money that he needed each month to live in that community, but he played the piano.
Oh, yes.
And so Frank got him a job at the community playing the piano that supplemented the money that he needed to live there. So fabulous. Thank you for all you do.
Good. You're
so,
welcome.
So appreciate
it. It's a very rewarding job. I think we're past 300 people we've helped now over the past 7 years or so. And it's been a good run.
An adventure,
a good run.
I'm sure, too.
Yeah. Everyone's a new one. And it's... And, you know, I've been in this business 45 years, most of that at running as a licensed administrator, running these places. And I thought, oh, how hard is this going to be? And there's going to be nothing new I'm going to hear. Well, that lasted about a month. And I'm sure, and stories are coming all the time. And today,
everybody has a story.
Today I was talking to somebody and he said, well, I do have a police record. I said, what did you do? He said, I robbed a Walmart.
Oh my goodness.
It was years ago, but luckily. But
it's gone by now, right?
I said, that's all over, right? He said, yeah, okay, good.
It was probably like 30 years ago, and it's over his head.
He was in his 20s still, yes.
Yeah.
Sometime. We all did silly things in our 20s.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We never did a Walmart, though. I don't think they were around.
I don't think they were around back then.
I don't think so.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm here. As the president-elect of BLS, which is Better Living for Seniors, which is a great organization that has been around for well over 12 years. I'm not sure exactly, but 12, 13 years, maybe more. And it's part of the Area Agency on Aging. And one of the committees of the BLS group, Better Living for Seniors group, is the Silver Santa group.
And aren't you the one that helped name that?
I am the one that changed the name. Yes, we changed the name a couple of 4 years ago or so. And well, I've been involved heavily for a long time, and we've brought the number of bags that we provide to seniors. We provide bags to seniors in assisted livings and HUD housing, and therefore Medicaid eligible and or lone and lonely residents. So we help out.
Somebody's just asking, could I have some hand lotion or a bathrobe? Things that we don't even think about.
Well, and what we do is we personalize every single bag. In the past, we started out with a few hundred bags. Now we do probably, well, last 2 years ago, before COVID, PC and AC, whatever it's going to be, we did 1,200 bags. Each bag worth about $25 to $50 a piece. We had to cut back last year. We were about 600 bags. This year we're going to hit something around 800 bags. But we're hoping next year we're going to return to normal, and we're going to get back up over the 1,200 bags. But those, each bag is individualized for a specific resident, and it's going to say John C.
All right, so how does someone find out about a bag? Like if somebody says, okay, I want
to
do a bag.
Well, they want to do a bag. They go to the tree sites. And there's tree sites listed on the blspinellas.org website. I'll say that a few more times, blspinellas.org. And you go there and you hit the Silver Santa tab. And under there, it's where to pick up a tag. And there's other pieces that come along with it. But to pick up the tag, you can go to, I know Largo Library has them. There's a senior center. I'm gonna say go look at the list and take a look, and you can get a tag. These tags were the communities nominate the senior, and the senior is listed there. We follow HIPAA rules, but it'll say John C or Mary P.
Right.
And Mary P wants pajamas, long pajamas, flannel pajamas, she's always cold, but she wants size extra small. John wants jeans. Speaking of jeans,
yeah.
John wants jeans because he doesn't like anything but jeans, and he wants jeans
and a zip-up sweatshirt
and a hoodie.
Yeah.
And his size is 32. So every bag has to be very specific on what's buy.
What's packed in it? Yeah.
Each one's worth, as I said, $25 to $50, and we make sure that every bag. Every person that gets nominated to be put on a tag, every person gets a bag. Because sometimes what happens is, and we found this is about 8 to 10% of all the tags that go out. We'll put out 800 tags this year, and about 80 of them won't come back. Somebody puts them in their purse. Somebody puts them in their pocket. They forget about it. We've had people call us in April and say, oh, do you still want this stuff? No, but you can donate the money instead.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
So we have to, then we have to go out and purchase all the stuff for those 80 bags. And that, if 80 times
it's a lot.
$25 is going to add up. So on the website of blspinellas.org, that's, I'll keep saying it, is where you pick up the tags. On there also are places where you can order Amazon.
I went to Amazon. There was a list, and it said that this one wanted pajamas, and this one's one, and I just pay for it, and it goes right to the warehouse.
And it goes right to the warehouse, and we
and then
we get it to them.
And then you're getting what you need.
Yes, and then you're buying what they need.
Right.
And so that's what we want. We want this to be as specific as possible. The other thing is, it is getting late in the year. For us, this is, it's November's almost over, but the bags will all be distributed by the 12th of December or so.
Wow.
Because it has to be there before Christmas so they can hand them out. This isn't a Christmas Day thing. This is ahead of time.
But also, they all got to be filled. Those bags got to be filled. Yeah. They got to be delivered to where they go.
And some places have 30, 40, 60 bags. So we also, on that website, did I say that website name?
BLSPinellas.org.
Is a place to donate money, and there we are very grateful about the people that have done that. Mm-hmm. We've been getting quite a few donations lately, but we can always use more. And the last thing that blspinellas.org will tell you is you can volunteer. We are a little short on volunteers this year.
Yeah, you need it.
The week of December 6th through the 10th, and then a couple of days the following week. We need volunteers very badly. We're a little behind on the number of volunteers. We need somebody. We have six sorting sites all around the county. You can find a site close to you. You put your name down. You can say, I'm going to be there on Tuesday, December 7th from 10 to 1.
Right.
Or I'm going to be there from noon to 3. And that would be much appreciated if people would
And you know, people
names.
Are looking to help out for the holidays, and we need help. We need help sorting these bags. So you and a couple of your girlfriends just say, you don't have to be part of BLS Pinellas. You just have to be somebody that wants to help. You just contact them, and the three of you go over there for a couple hours and help out. It makes your heart warm. Yeah.
One thing I know Frank didn't mention, we started this year, was the holiday cheer throughout the year. So, yes, we have the, you know, the Silver Santas for this holiday time. But throughout the entire year, we have, you know, seniors in these same communities that need basic necessities of toiletries and things that we all take for granted. And so BLS with Silver Santas did the whole holiday cheer throughout the year, so we can continue adding these supplies and distributing them throughout the entire year for these much needed seniors.
Because many of those seniors are in communities where their insurance or their Medicaid or whatever it is pays for them to live there, but gives them a very, very small stipend of money to use for
deodorant,
shampoo,
toothpaste.
Right, that kind of stuff.
I think it's like $54 a month.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. But we gave out, and I'm glad you reminded me about that. As you can tell, she's on our committee, too.
Yes.
We handed out about 300 bags full of shampoo, deodorant, shaving kits, nail kits, things like that. So that, and we did that in July. Mm-hmm. And next year, we might try and do it two other times of the year. And beside the holiday thing. So we're going to try. It's getting bigger and bigger, and we want it to continue to be that way. And now we're said, well, let's just do it part of the, let's do some toiletries during the year, too. So
And that's how the grassroots stuff happens.
Mm-hmm.
And we start building it. It's like we just did, my Qantas did the Field of Honor in Seminole with all the flags flying. And the first year we had 25 flags, and this year we had 469.
Oh, jeez.
You know, where you're drilling into the ground 5 feet to put the sleeves in and the flags.
It's wonderful.
But you know what? You want to do it, you get some people that want to volunteer, you get some people that want to make a difference in their community.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think you're going to sign up June 22nd or something.
Well, that's what happened, because this year we sold them out so fast that people that had had them previous years thought they still had time.
Oh.
And so he's like, so this year we were opening it up like 6 months ahead, so those people want to get, you know. And thank you,
put the date on
it. And I will say many thanks to Duke Energy that really helped us with that. They put up the ambient lighting for us to keep the flags lit all night. They purchased 100 flags, and they had something like, I don't know, 25 of the young, strapping young men volunteers come to help us, because in my Qantas group, I'm the youngest one.
Lenny, they're laughing too hard at that.
It's true, though.
I know, it is.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of physical work. You know.
But your grandson helped out, too.
Well, I always bring my oldest grandson is 17 now, but now I bring the younger ones. Because as far as I'm concerned, community service is a responsibility. It's not an option.
Mm-hmm.
I think you live in this town. You need to do something for your town. You know, I think we need to teach that to our kids young. And you know what? They love it.
They do. You know, actually, I'm glad you said that, because we have had many children come with their parents to volunteer for Silver Santa's Daughter. If it's Silver Santa's, if you find it at BLSPinellas.org.
Yeah, but even you could get like a Girl Scout troop. Or a couple of kids from the neighborhood, or whatever. Yeah. Because
I think we're getting some people from Duke Power. We're going to get a group.
Aren't they good at Duke?
Yeah.
They are good. They are good.
Spectrum should be doing something, because they have everything.
We'll work on them next year.
Well, you know what? We got to learn about all this stuff and where to go for resources and where to try to recruit people.
But I know Duke is great with stuff like that.
I heard Best Buy is really good, too. I think they'll set it down sometimes.
The biggest thing is, you know, we have to look at a society of giving back more than we receive.
Yeah.
And continuing that legacy, because if we're not continuing that legacy, you know, then it dies off, essentially. And the Silver Santas, we do keep it very, very socially distanced. You know, even though, you know, numbers are dropping and everything else, it is still something where we make sure that everyone is safe. We had to reduce the sorting sites and whatnot, you know, as a result of, you know, normally we could do it in communities and we could, you know, we had a lot more of a presence. And so now it's select locations and a lot less volunteers. So it is getting those volunteers.
Yeah.
If you've got 4 hours, you know, please.
4 hours is nothing. It goes by the breeze and you have a good time. And
you know, they have Bright Future Scholarship, you know, that needs community hours. There's so many different scholarship opportunities.
It's a good thing to put on your resume.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a really, and just think of the end result. That there is going to be someone that's going to be given a gift bag.
That would get nothing.
That it's going to have in what they wanted.
Yeah.
What they asked for.
That's it. They would get absolutely nothing probably because they don't have anybody to give them anything.
Right.
I know the communities, all the activity directors, they'll bend over backwards to find something to give these people, but it's very difficult. And some of these places, they need 30, 40, 50 bags.
Right.
So this is a very rewarding thing. And come and volunteer, and you'll get that feeling. Yeah. And it'll start your Christmas off right. It really will.
Yeah, it really will. Yeah. So what is that website, did you say?
Let me think. I don't remember. blspinellas.org.
You got it. Now it's time to hear from our wonderful sponsors, so don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Okay, we're off. That means it's time to get your pen and paper because Lynn's got good stuff to tell you, right, Lynn?
I do, but do you want to tell us about the new listeners
we have? Skipped it at the beginning of the show. Shame on me.
You go ahead.
I want to say hello to Serena in Sarasota and Terry from Long Island and Sylvia from St. Pete.
Welcome, ladies.
Like I say, there's always plenty of room around the Connecting Caregiver table for new listeners, whether it's live on the show or on Facebook or YouTube or wherever they will have us.
Okay. All right, on December 2nd at 11 a.m. to 12:15 p.m., that's Eastern Time, Arden Courts is having a free dementia virtual seminar with Tam Cummings. Dr. Cummings will cover a variety of stress relief techniques for caregivers. Please go to lindaburhans.com and she will send you the link. And then on December 4th, from 6 to 9 p.m., Veterans Funeral Care on Belcher Road in Clearwater is having a live nativity. Please bring an unwrapped toy for Operation Toy Soldier. For more information, please call 727-524-9202. And then on December 8th at 10 a.m. to noon at Lakes Regional Library in Inverness, Debbie Selfa Savage is facilitating a free Alzheimer Awareness and Care Partnership Workshop. For more information, call 352-422-3663.
All of Debbie's workshops are so fabulous.
She's a fabulous lady.
A lot to learn.
And then for journaling workshops and support groups facilitated by our Linda Burhans, go to lindaburhans.com under events.
Yes, and please do that because the journaling workshop is switching starting in January from the second Monday to the third Thursday. A couple of the different support groups and things are changing on my agenda starting in January because we took a vote from the caregivers. When's a good time for you to come? We found some different times are better. And I'm very excited to say, I learned Constant Contact this week. Oh my God, you know how I am. It's like I had to have a glass of wine before I could even, I'm so frightened of pushing the buttons. So I sent out my first Constant Contact. We had 414 people that registered for the conference. And it went out to all of them with all the links of the 20 different sessions that they can go to look at their leisure. And I got a thing from Constant Contact this morning that said, you have so far 42% of people have opened your email and checked it out. That's and I'd say wonderful. That's way above, like, even...
I got two emails.
I know, because I thought I did it right, and then I did it again. But better
you
twice...
You did a good job.
...than not at all.
I what? Said, she's pushing this
one. Well, it was two emails. One had 42% open or something, and the other one had 41. I go, we're still got... Is that 83? You know, I don't
there
know.
There you go.
But I'm pleased to announce that the next conference will be May 3rd, 4th, and 5th.
Oh, we already have the date.
Yes, we have the date. So tune in. There was a little survey with the conference, too. We have some people that are signed on already and some new information that I can bring caregivers, which just makes me so excited. I'll tell you, it was one of the most frightening things I ever did in my life.
Well, you just had never done it, and you just did it, but I'm not
so
surprised.
So I'm in my studio, and I have a computer here, and then there's a TV up there, and other stuff is going on there for the conference. And there's a guy downstairs, he's got another computer, and stuff is going on, and it's like, whoa, my goodness.
But that's one thing about you. You just do
you just
it.
Just got to dive in and do it.
She does.
Well, because you know with me, it's
I would be a
what
wreck.
You see is what you get. Really.
That's right. I mean,
it is what it is. We had one, this is what we had each day. At lunchtime, we had like a 20-minute break, and then we had yoga or emotional freedom technique, like to chill out. And then we had like another half-hour break. And then we had a company called A&E Corner. It's adaptive equipment. So they go out and they try all the new equipment for seniors. So like one day was on all the best things for the kitchen. Another day was like all the best things for the bathroom. And then one day was adaptive clothing, different kind of clothing. If you have a colostomy bag, you know, like just different kind of clothing. Different ways to put your socks on and all this stuff. And I'm watching this, I'm thinking. And so when they were finished talking, I said, you know, you girls have known me for a while. You're probably going to need me for, know me for a while later. When I need help with my clothing, I want you to send over a 50-year-old guy with blonde hair and blue eyes. That's my answer to adaptable clothing.
There you go.
Why not?
Well, if you can pick your own caregiver, why not?
Right, you have to ask for what you want.
Just put in your life story. You're good.
Well, it's funny. A friend of mine told me about this place. I think it's in, I don't know what state it's in. But they have a senior living community where seniors and college students live together.
Oh.
So it's like a big dorm. So everybody has a room. So the college kids are on one side of the hall. The seniors are on the other. And the college kids get a very low rate of rent, but they have to put in 20 hours a week with the senior.
How
fabulous.
So
whether it's taking the seniors shopping or whether it's just spending time with them, you know, just spending time with them or having dinner. Yeah. And they said, and there's seniors walking all over the place with all these football jerseys on because they have their teams and they have their...
Oh, that's so fun.
But is that such a great thing? I mean, it helps everybody.
Yeah.
You know, I would love to have some like college
that
kids
was pretty
taking
brave and innovative. The person that thought that
yeah.
up.
Yeah, because we good. Have to think of stuff.
Yeah,
we have a huge aging society. You know, we're living so much longer than we ever did before, and we have to figure out what the different kind of options are, what works for you know.
That's fair.
And it does those kids so much good.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Breaking
yes.
the generational gap. Yeah.
And they should know. You know, the kids need to learn about Alzheimer's, dementia, and aging. I mean, they're gonna be. All my grandchildren and their friends know all about it because they hang out with me. Their friends come in the house. They go, "Hi, Grandma Burhans." I go, "Take your phone out. Go to my YouTube channel and subscribe." They're like, "Your grandmother's a YouTuber?" Yeah. But really, you know, like my kids know a lot about it because they've been around it and they're not afraid of it. Because that's another thing. If you don't have the education. And if you don't know, you think, oh, that's that creepy old lady, or that's the crabby old lady, or that's the, you know.
That's, yeah, and she could be as sweet as can be, but if you don't really know her, you don't know.
She's just in the house all by herself.
Yeah, she's scared to death.
She's just looking out the window because she's nervous. She's not trying to spy on you.
Yeah, my kids have been went to my nursing homes or assisted living communities or CCRCs since they were born. When we had babies, ran and brought the baby and showed it off.
Same, oh, I'm telling you.
Same with mine. I mean, that's all that they know. And it's so important because, you know, what you fear is going to be what's going to keep that gap.
Well, there's those words. Don't ever put me in a nursing home. Don't ever, you know, from years ago. A nursing home like a country club. But if you don't know and you don't see it. I remember when my mom lived in Freedom Square, my granddaughter was, Skylar was little then. And she was into princess dresses and stuff like that. And she put it on, and I would just bring her there, and we'd walk in the dining room, and every person lit up. You know, there was this little princess, and she was friendly with everybody, and what a difference it makes in someone's day.
All right.
So thank you, both of my friends, for
thank
being
you
here
for
today.
Having us.
You know how
good
much
to see
I
you guys,
appreciate
like always.
You guys. Appreciate all of you. I will not be here next Friday, almost at Saturday. My good friend Becky Moultrie will be here from Assisting Hands, hosting the show for me, and Elder Care attorney Stephanie Edwards, who's going to talk about her new nonprofit, helping to hook up pets with seniors. So if your loved one has to go into a community where they don't take pets, or your loved one passes away and now we have a pet, this is going to be hooking up those kind of people together.
Perfect.
All right, everybody. So tune in next week and be really nice to my friends. I'll see you the week later. Remember that God loves you all the time and have a delicious day.
If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind should and a blow, keep your head together and call my name out loud now. Soon I'll be knocking upon your door. You just call up summer or fall, all you got to do is call, and I'll be there.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.